The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
欢迎收听 96.4 FM Radio Southland Sharebox。
Hello， 大家好，欢迎收听 96.4 FM Radio Southland Sharebox， 我是主持人于简。 Hello everyone, welcome to listen 96.4 FM Radio Southland Sharebox. I'm the host Jane。 今天呢，我又将给大家带来我们中国歌后王菲的音乐。在之前的几期节目中呢，我们一起走过了王菲90年代早期的音乐旅程，听见了她从空灵梦幻到逐渐建立个人风格的变化。那么这一期呢，我们将继续带来王菲在1998到1999年间的音乐。许多歌迷呢，将这段时间划为王菲音乐生涯中最成熟也最具代表性的阶段。王菲这段时间的音乐风格呢，有大胆尝试更多另类摇滚、电子和实验性的音乐元素，同时呢，依然保留着她那独特的细腻和空灵。今天呢，我们将通过她的作品，一起感受那个时期最真实，也是最自由的王菲。In today's sharebox, I'm going to share music from the Chinese singer 王菲。Over the past few episodes, we have been exploring the music journey of one of the most influential vocals in Chinese pop music, Wang Fei. Today, we're moving into the years 1998 and 1999, a period many fans consider the peak of her music career. During this time, Wang Fei continued to push music boundaries, blending alternative rock, electronic sounds and dream pop with her unmistakable vocals. Her music became even more personal, experimental, and timeless. Today's first song, let's begin with one of the most iconic Chinese love songs ever written, Red Bean, Hong Dou.
一起战斗会更明白。
您现在收听的是96.4 FM Radio Southland Sharebox。
That was 红豆 from Wang Fei's 1998 album 畅游。 This song was written by lyricist 林夕 and composer 柳重言。 The song is a timeless ballad about love, patience, and learning to let go. Its understated beauty has made it one of the most beloved songs in Chinese pop music. Next, we're staying with the same album for 色戒. Unlike the gentle warmth of 红豆, this song is bold, playful, and full of irony. Through poetic lyrics and an alternative pop sound, it explores themes of attraction, temptation, and emotional games. Rather than telling a straightforward love story, it invites listeners to think about the complex relationship.
您现在收听的是96.4 FM Radio Southland Sharebox。
The music you were listening was 色戒 sung by 王菲 released an album 游唱 in 1998. Next song, Eyes on Me was released in 1999, an English language EP featuring the theme song for the video game Final Fantasy VIII. For many gamers around the world, this was their very first introduction for Wang Fei. Her clear emotional voice perfectly matched the game story, and the song became one of the most memorable video game theme songs of its time.
Did you ever know that?
现在收听的是 96.4 FM Radio Southland Share Box.
That was Eyes on Me. Next song, 开道荼蘼. Later in 1999, 王菲 released another landmark album, 只爱陌生人. The album reflects an artist who was becoming more confident, more adventurous, and more willing to express herself without following trends. 开道荼蘼 in English means blooming to the end. The title refers to the last flower to bloom before spring comes to an end.Making it a symbol of reaching the peak of something beautiful before it fades away. It is a powerful song about love, change, and accepting that every ending can also be a new beginning.
您现在收听的是96.4 FM Radio Southland Sharebox.
This is all the music for today. We have explored another fascinating chapter in Wang Fei's music journey. In further episode, we will continue into the 2000s and discover how Wang Fei's music continued to shape Chinese pop culture. This show is available as a podcast from the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download from our site. Just look for the program tab. Links to stream podcasts can also be found on our Facebook page, facebook.com/radiosouthland. You can subscribe to the Apple Podcast platform and never miss an episode. There's also accessmedia.nz app you can download for free from Google Play. And then make sure you select Radio Southland as your station. Thanks for listening today's J-Box. Hope you all enjoyed the music and have a good night.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.